Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. It is a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm hanging out with Daniel Egan, who just shoved five scoreless innings at Corpus Christi last night with eight strikeouts, his best outing of the year. And Daniel, I know it's a quick turnaround. It's like 12 hours after you finished your outing right now, but how you feeling today? You got to be feeling nothing but great about the outing last night.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I'm glad I was able to put my team in a position to win the game and was just happy to get out there and throw five innings of good ball.
This season for you, I think having watched every pitch you've thrown this year, the numbers don't tell the full story about what you've done to start this season. How have you just stayed with the program and built yourself up to have a night like you had last night?
I've just been trusting the work I've been doing with the coaches off the field. Gabby's been really reassuring, and the stuff that we've been working on as far as like development wise. And I think Matt called a great game last night, and that allowed me to just kind of go out and do my thing.
I talked with Matt in the hotel last night. We were sharing an elevator, and I just asked him, like, what was it like to catch that? He said it was very, very easy when you know that this guy's going to fill up the strike zone. It was both breaking balls, too, the slider and the curveball. What does it do for your game when you have both of those working like you did last night?
I think my ability to just throw both of those pitches in the strike zone will really set the tone for how that outing is going to go, and that's always been one of my strong suits. Early on in the season, not so much, so I was happy to be able to do something that I'm used to with my arsenal last night.
But what did it mean to you to hand the game off to the bullpen, too, and pick up the pitching staff's first shutout of the season?
Oh, it was great. You know, I went in and did my arm care, but I was obviously keeping track of the score and watching the guys shove it out throughout the game, and I was really happy that we were able to come out with a shutout there.
You mentioned Gabby. What's your relationship with him like? Because I know that he's a guy that is very much into the analytics and, you know, the numbers on your pitches, but I think he does a good job of mixing kind of the old school and the new school as a pitching coach.
Yeah, he's just really reassuring, and he's really good if you want to come up with a plan and to attack something and what you want to do. As far as, you know, pitching goes, he's great at coming up with those plans and implementing a way to execute them. So I think it's just overall a really good fit here in Amarillo.
You're from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. I've spent a lot of time in the state of North Carolina in my career so far. Lived there for a couple years, traveled there throughout my last job. What's the sales pitch on North Carolina? Because I feel like it's one of America's best kept secrets.
Yeah, I love it. I will always be one of its biggest advocates. I always tell people like baseball is nothing like it is here as it is in the Northeast, and so, or in the East Coast, sorry. But I love North Carolina. The greenery, you can go to the beach on one end of the state, the mountains on the other. So I will always love North Carolina for what it is.
What's the vibes around this pitching staff right now? Because it was a slow start to the season, but it seems like as the season has progressed, the group as a collective has gotten better.
I think we've just always known what we're capable of each individually as pitchers, and just having that faith in each other and that faith in ourselves, it allows us to go out there and compete without having to worry about the results.
What about the collaboration process between all of you? Because, I mean, you're going to watch Josh Groves today, who just won Texas League Pitcher of the Week last week. What's your conversations like with him and the other starters about facing the same lineups that you guys are facing?
Yeah, we're definitely trying to help each other out. I think that, you know, in us having good outings, we're able to kind of see what really works against the other team. And I think that allows us to go out with an even better plan the next time that we face that team.
For you now, how do you build on what you did last night? Because it's a double start week for you. It's been about 4 weeks in a row. It's supposed to be a double start, but this guy's like the bringer of rain here. When you go back out there Sunday, God willing, what are you going to try to build on from last night?
I'm just going to go out and try to feel the same things that I felt last night and just try to repeat as much as possible. I know that, you know, early on in the season, you know, things happen, but I think that outing last night was a good way to kind of jumpstart, you know, a new page that I'm turning.
What's your relationship with these morning games? Obviously, you're not pitching today. The kids are going to be filling up the ballpark. What's Daniel Egan's general thoughts on the early game?
I kind of like the early schedule. I like having the rest of the afternoon freed up, going to a nice spot for dinner in Corpus Christi. I'm looking forward to that. But, yeah, getting the game out of the way early on and having the rest of the afternoon is awesome.
I concur. Daniel, fun to watch last night. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.